Farm Bureau sets the policy agenda for 2018. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Besides the excitement surrounding President Trump's visit to the American Farm Bureau Convention in Nashville this week, there were other important business items to tend to for the more than 350 voting delegates at the group's business session. Michael Clements has more on the priorities set for their policy agenda.
Delegates of AFBF in Nashville, Tennessee this week fine-tuned the organization's policy book for the year to include improvements in the Farm Bill. AFBF Public Policy Executive Director Dale Moore says AFBF members want changes to the cotton and dairy programs in the next Farm Bill.
There's a handful of things we need you to focus on. Let's get the Farm Bill done. We need some things to tighten up on, making the cotton programs work better. Certainly some attention to the dairy programs. A lot of attention on the working lands conservation program.
AFBF also seeks an improved agriculture risk coverage program to decrease risk management disparities across counties. Other policies include ending sunsets on trade agreements, labor issues, and ending the use of non-GMO labels on products that do not have GMO alternatives.
They talked about other issues related to the regulatory environment, kind of reeling back in how we make life better for our men and women across the country. And we feel like that what the delegates gave us is policy that says we expect you to work with Congress, expect you to work with the administration to make some progress on reducing that regulatory burden.
Moore says the policy set by AFBF delegates makes a difference in Washington, D.C.
When we take that policy to Washington, the men and women who are elected to represent them from across the country, they know where that policy came from. It's not from Dale Moore sitting in Washington, D.C. It's directly from the boots in the dirt back in their home district.
Delegates also unanimously reelected AFBF President Zippy Duvall to a 2-year term. Michael Clements, Nashville.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.